Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you and we praise you.
我们的天父，我们的救主耶稣基督，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Lord, thank you for safely guiding us through this past week.
主啊，感谢你带领我们度过了过去的一个星期。
Lord, thank you for this holy Sabbath day that we physically can receive rest and refreshment.
主啊，感谢你，我们在这个安息日当中，我们能够得到了身体上面的休息。
But more than that, we can focus on your words, focus on prayer, and also see the brothers and sisters.
但是更重要的是，我们能够见到弟兄姐妹，并且关注重在你的话语、你的道理当中。
Lord, please continue to feed us and nourish us.
主啊，求你继续让我们能够享用灵粮。
Please continue to move us so that we serve you zealously.
能够感动我们，能够更热心的服侍你。
Even though that there is this pandemic, we could still find things to do for you.
虽然在疫情当中讨论关于祷告。
As was announced early in the year, the USGA has set a theme for all the churches in the U.S.
在我们之前的宣布事项，我们知道美国总会在今年定了一个主题。
Which is we should live a life of prayer.
就是我们要过着一个祷告的生活。
And I think maybe a month or several, yeah, maybe even earlier, I gave a message on about how to concentrate in prayer.
那我想在一个月之前，我曾经给过这样子的证道，是说如何在祷告当中能够专心。
One of the points I mentioned was we could take a verse with us in our prayers.
其中我讲到的是我们在祷告的时候能够把一关注其中一个经节。
It could be any verse in the Bible that really touches you or something that kind of applies to your situation.
可以是任何一个经节，只要跟你现在的情况相关的，或者是你喜爱的经节。
But one, if we're kind of lost and we don't know what to take to our prayers,
如果我们不知道我们该祷告的时候有怎样子的经节的时候，
actually, one very famous passage we can think about and pray about is the Lord's Prayer.
那其中一个就是我们可以把主的祷告文就是带到我们的祷告当中。
So over the course of the next few months, I do want to spend probably around 4 sessions to talk about the Lord's Prayer.
所以接下来的这个一个月当中，我想要以4节聚会的时间来讲关于主的祷告文。
And so for today, I would like to first just talk about the context of the Lord's Prayer in Matthew chapter 6.
那所以今天我们想要把主的祷告文在马太福音第六章当中的这个上下文或者是它的脉络讲清楚。
Secondly, we'll talk about the structure of the Lord's Prayer.
再来我们要讲到关于主祷文的结构。
And then finally, I hope that we can eventually cover at least the first line in the Lord's Prayer before we end.
那最后我希望在结束之前，我们至少能够把主祷文的第一句来跟大家说明。
I've also prepared some slides to talk about this.
那我也准备了一些投影片。
So I know this screen is a little bit smaller.
那我知道这个荧幕可能是有点小。
But if you do want to review it later, I think it's all online now too, right?
但是我想你如果要能够在网络上看的话，也是可以看得到。
Right, but yeah, we're going to just go systematically through the Bible anyway, right?
不管怎么样，我们就是要有系统的来读这个圣经。
Let's now turn to Matthew chapter 6.
我们现在来看马太福音第六章。
Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章。
The Lord's Prayer is found from verses 9 through 13.
那主导文呢是在第九节到第十六节。
But before we go there, let's look at some of the verses before and after.
那我们在讲主导文之前，我们先来看看之前跟之后的经节。
When we look at these verses, we notice that there's a pattern that Jesus is speaking in.
在我们看这一章的时候，我们知道主耶稣他在说这个道理的时候，有一个他的这个他的步骤。
So you will see that he first likes to bring up a negative example of a certain issue, and then he'll bring a positive example of that same issue.
那主耶稣他所使用的这个方式是，他一开始会讲某一件事情，先用负面的来讲，后来用正面的方式来讲。
For example, in verses 1 and 2,
比如说第一节、第二节。
In Matthew 6, verses 1 and 2.
马太福音第六章第一节、第二节。
Jesus is talking about charitable deeds.
在这边是讲到了有关于这个施舍的时候。
He first says something negative.
在讲行善的时候，一开始他讲了一些负面的。
Right, he says, "Don't do these charitable deeds before men."
他说不可将善事行在人的面前。
Right, to be seen by others.
故意叫他们看见。
Right, you don't sound a trumpet. Don't be like the hypocrites on the streets.
就是不要像是在面前吹号的。
Right, so this is what you don't do. This is something negative.
像那假冒伪善的人一样。
Right, this is something.Negative, something we don't do.
这是负面的，这是不应该去做的。
But then in verses 3 and 4, he now talks about what we should be doing.
但是在第三、第四节的时候，他就讲说你该如何做。
This is the positive way.
这是正面的方法。
So in verse 3, he says, when you do a charitable deed, don't even let your left hand know what your right hand is doing.
第三节说你施舍的时候，不要叫左手知道右手所做的。
Of course, this is speaking, in hyperbole, right? Yeah.
当然，这是用一种拟人法的方式来诉说。
How can your left hand and right hand not know what the other is doing?
你的左手怎么可能不知道右手所做的呢？
But Jesus likes to use these types of statements sometimes to really emphasize his point.
但是主耶稣有的时候喜欢用这样子的方法来强调他所要强调的道理。
Right? It's not basically he's saying when you do these charitable deeds.Try not to let other people know.
他是说，基本上他是告诉我们说，我们行善施舍的时候，不要让其他人知道。
Do it in secret.
要在暗中进行。
And your God will reward you.
你的神会给你赏赐。
So that's the first topic he talks about.
这是在他所说的第一个主题。
When we move on, he then touches upon prayer.
接下来他讲到关于祷告。
Right. In verse 5, he gives us a negative example of the attitude of prayer.
第五节这边讲到了一个在祷告时候这个负面的态度。
He said, "Don't be like the hypocrites."
他说不可像那假冒伪善的人。
Right? Because these hypocrites, they pray in the streets, standing in the synagogues.
因为他说爱站在会堂里和十字路口上祷告。
Right? And they do that so that they could be seen by men.
故意叫人看见。
Right. On the other hand.What should we do?
那另外一方面，我们该做什么呢？
Right, we should go into our inner room.
他说要进你的内屋。
Right, shut your door.
关上门。
And pray to your Father in secret.
祷告你在暗中的父。
The main point here is not necessarily always pray hidden, right?
这边的重点是并不是一定要躲起来祷告。
Right, but the main point is that when you pray, It's the main thing is you pray to God, not for others to see.
但是重点是你要是向神祷告，而不是故意要叫别人看见。
So yes, we can pray here together in the church, no problem.
所以没有错，我们能够在教会里面一起祷告，没有问题。
But remember, don't lose the correct attitude.
但是我们不要丧失了正确的态度。
Let's now jump ahead. We're going to go to verse 16 now.
我们现在跳到第十六节。
Matthew 6, verse 16.
马太福音第六章十六节。
Jesus here talks about fasting.
这边主耶稣讲到了关于禁食。
And he says that when you fast, same thing, don't do it for others to purposely to see and to praise you.
所以说禁食的时候，不要这个故意在别人的面前，让别人能够看见你禁食。
Right? Some hypocrites, they just purposely...make sure people can tell, that person's fasting.
那有些假冒伪善的人，他们刻意的显现他们禁食的样子，让别人看见。
Jesus says, when you fast, on the other hand, anoint your head, right? Wash your face, make it look very normal.
那反而主耶稣告诉我们说，我们要梳头洗脸，不要让人看出我们在禁食。
Right? And your Father in heaven will reward you openly.
那你的暗中的父看见，必在暗中查看，必
报答你。So I think we can see here that pattern that Jesus is doing.
所以我们在这边可以看到主耶稣，他的这个他的步骤。
Right? Negative and then positive.
先是讲负面的，后来讲正面的。
So when it comes to the Lord's Prayer.
那所以当讲到了主导文的时候
right, we can see it's also the same type of pattern.
我们可以看到这样子的模式。
We can go to the next slide. Right?
我们可以看下一张幻灯片。
Right. The next slide, if we go to verse 7 and 8.
我们如果看到第六节、第七节。
Verse 7 and 8.
第六节、第七节。
It says, and when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they will be heard.For their many words. Please read verse 7.
第七节，你们祷告不可像外邦人用许多重复话，
他们以为话多了必蒙垂听。Right, verse 8.
第八节,
Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask Him.
第八节，你们不可效法他们，因为你们没有祈求以先，你们所需用的，你们的父早已知道了。These
two verses talk about the negative content of prayer.
这边这两节讲到的是。 我们祷告的时候，负面的祷告的内容。Right,
don't be like the heathen, the Gentiles.
不要像外邦人一样。To
keep repeating vain repetitions.
用许多这些重复的话。Right,
what is this vain repetition?
这些重复话是什么呢？
If you look at a couple examples in the Bible,
我们如果看一些这个圣经当中的例子。
For example, 1 Kings 18.
比如说。 在列王记上的第十八节，十八章，
There talks about some of the prophets who worshipped Baal.
这边讲到了一些侍奉巴利的这个先知。
And remember that they were asking fire to come down from heaven.
记得他们曾经求这个天上降下火吗？
Right, and the Bible says they cried out to Baal from morning till noon.
那这边圣经讲到了。 他们从早上一直到午间都求告巴利的名。
Keep on saying, O Baal, hear us.
他不断地说，巴利亚，求你应允我们。
So they kept on repeating this, but in a very vain way, right?
他却是不断地一再地重复这些没有意义的话。
They were leaping around.
他们并且在周围跳来跳去。In
the New Testament, there's an incident that's kind of similar too.
那在这个新约当中也有类似同样的情况。
In Acts 19,
在《使徒行传》第十九章，
It talks about how the gospel reached Ephesus.
这边讲到了福音如何传到了以弗所。
And then in Ephesus at the time, there was a very, very big temple to the goddess of Diana.
那在当时，这个以弗所有一间很大的一间这个庙是在祭拜这个雅典娜的。
That was one of the wonders, seven wonders of the ancient world.
那这曾经是古代世界的七大奇迹之一。
And how did they worship Diana?
他们如何的祭拜这个偶像呢？
In verse 34, they kept repeating for 2 hours.
在第34节的时候，这个他们约有2个小时。
Great is Diana of Ephesus, of the Ephesians.
他们说大哉以弗所人的雅迪米啊。
I think this is what Jesus perhaps was referring to.
我想这就是主耶稣所说的。These
type of things.
这样子的总祷告。
Right, that they kept on repeating these vain things and thinking that if you like, that is going to reach to heaven.
就是他以为不断地重复这一些很浅的这些祷告的话语, 那他们的祷告就会传到天上。
Right, Matthew 6 says, chapter 7 says, they think they will be heard for their many words.
那马太福音第六章第七节这边讲到说，你们祷告用许多重复的话，他们以为话多了必蒙垂听。
With many words, then that's how it's going to get to heaven.
那他们以为这些的重复的话会蒙垂听。
Now for us, when we're praying for the Holy Spirit,
但是对于我们要求圣灵的时候，
right, we do repeat hallelujah. Right?
是的，我们重复说哈利路亚。The
key word here is vain.
那这边的这些话就是。The
key word here is vain repetitions.
那这边的关键字是说重复的话语，就是这个没有意义的重复的话语。Yeah,
right. So in English, there's that word vain.
那这个英文当中就是强调它的这个无用的。
So, Bible doesn't say you cannot repeat, right?
圣经并不是告诉我们说我们不能够重复。
But don't think if you repeat vain things, it's going to then be heard.
但是不要以为我们重复了一些理所当然的话就能够蒙垂听。
Right? So, when we pray hallelujah, this is a word of great power, actually.
那实际上当我们讲哈利路亚的时候，这句话是带有能力的。
So many testimonies related to how members cry out hallelujah in their distress and God saved them.
有的时候，许多的见证讲到，许多的这个信徒，当他们遇到困难的时候，喊叫哈利路亚，就得到了拯救。
And they cried out with meaning, they cried out directly to God.
他们呼求的时候是直接向神呼求，直接是有这个意义的。
And God answered them directly.
那所以神也就直接回应了他们。
So this is the negative type of prayer that Jesus does not want, which is if you were to do the like what Gentiles do.
那这样子像外邦人一样不断的重复这些没有意义的话语的这种祷告，是主耶稣所不喜悦的。
All right. So now what should now? This is where we get to the Lord's Prayer.
那这就是我们要开始进入到了主导文的地方。
Right. When you read after verse 8 into verse 9, then Jesus says, "In this manner, therefore, pray." This is the positive example.
所以到了第九节的时候，主耶稣说，所以你们祷告要这样说。
So let's now talk about the structure of the Lord's Prayer.
那我们接下来要讨论关于主导文的结构。
Let's go to the next slide.
我们看下一根。
Let's just look at the right-hand side here.
我们看看右手边。
The structure of the Lord's Prayer.
就是主导文的结构。
Because I think many of us already have this memorized.
我想大家都已经把主导文给背下来了。
But actually, we can see there's a structure to it.
我们可以看到主导文是有它的结构的。
First, in total, there are 8 lines.
那实际上总共有八节。
The first line is an initial address to God.
第一节就是所谓最初的称呼。
So this is referring to our Father in heaven.
这边就是讲到了我们在天上的父。
So on the slide, you can see it's the green part.
所以我们可以看到在这个幻灯片上面是最初的称呼是绿色的字。
Yeah. The next part are six statements.
那接下来是六个祈求。
They are requests that we're making to God.
那这六个陈述句就是在讲到了六个种祈求。
The first threeOur requests concerning God's kingdom.
那其中前三个是关于神国的祈求。
The next three, in purple, right, which will be on the next slide, is concerning human needs.
那接下来紫色的部分是三个关于人的需求的这个的句子。
And finally, there is a line that's a closing, doxology, which means like a closing.Praise and glorifying of God.
那最后一句呢，就是结束的荣耀颂。
Okay, so this is the main structure, right? We can even go to the, I think, next slide too, right?
那这就是它的主要的结构。我们可以看下一章。
Right, so the purple is referring to the human needs that we make.
那紫色的部分就是
the requests we make.
就是三个关于人的需求的祈求。
The red part is referring to that closing doxology.
那红色的部分呢，就是结束的荣耀颂。
I mentioned when we talked about prayer that we could bring a verse to our prayer.
那我曾经讲到关于祷告的时候，我们可以带着一个经节来祷告。
Actually, when we're praying, we could take all of this whole structure and make it also the structure of our prayer.
那实际上我们可以借用主导文的结构方式来。让我们的祷告像他一样。
Just like I mentioned that last time, right? When I was in theological training, there was a long time to pray. I didn't know how to pray.
就像是我之前曾经说过的，我在神学院的时候有很长的祷告的时间，我却不知道如何祷告。
But eventually, I brought the Lord's Prayer into my prayers.
但是后来我就开始用主导文带到了我的祷告当中。
And I realized that you actually could pray so really long and in depth using this as a structure.
那我们可以让我们的祷告能够越来越深入，就是运用主导文的结构。
As I shared, eventually I found out the morning 1 hour prayer, I couldn't even finish the Lord's Prayer.
那我甚至用这样子的方式来祷告，我甚至在早上一个小时的祷告的时间，我没有办法把这个主导文的方式来祷告完。
I had to in the afternoon 1 hour prayer, then go into the next half.
在这个下午的这个祷告的时候，我才能够把主导文的后半部的方式来祷告。
Because each verse actually can inspire a lot of things that we can pray about.
因为每一节当中每一句。都可以对于我们的祷告很有帮助。
So it's not just something to memorize and to recite.
所以并不只是什么这个主导文并不光是我们能够背下来能够去想的。
Every line you bring it into your prayer, it actually can inspire many, many minutes of in-depth prayer.
如果我们把主导文的每一句当中带到我们的祷告当中，每一句都可以让我们有更深的祷告。
Right, so today we're just focused on that first line, then, right? The initial address.
我们今天只要讲第一句，就是所谓的最初的称呼。
Okay, which is our Father in heaven.
就是我们在天上的父。
In both English and Chinese, you can see that the first word is our.
我们在中文或者在英文当中的第一个字都是我们。
But when you look at the original text, the first word is actually Father.
但是如果你用原文来看的话，第一个字其实是父。
That's just how the language works there.
这就是语言根本上的不同。
Yeah, they can put the noun first and then the adjective.Next.
因为它可以把名词放在前面，形容词放在后面。
So the first, technically, the word in the Lord's Prayer is Father.
所以在这个主导文的第一个字在原文章当中其实是父。
When you think about the word Father, let that really sink in as you are praying.
当我们在想父的时候，我们的祷告的时候，我们能够好好的想。
Right. We're addressing God, the Almighty God in heaven, as Father.
我们把在天上的这个大能的神当作我们的父亲。
So the great Almighty God actually has a very close relationship with us.
所以这位大能的神跟我们其实是有很亲密的关系。
So we're not praying to a God that's far away.
我们并不是向一个远在天边的神来祷告。
But he's actually not far from any one of us.
而且他并不是跟我们任何一位都距离很远的。
We should seek him while he's able to be found.
我们必须要趁他能够被寻找的时候来寻求他。
So right now, he is willing to want to reconcile with us, to be close to us.
因为他现在仍然愿意跟我们和好，能够与我们亲近。
And Jesus is teaching us, pray and say, Father, right, Father.
主耶稣教导我们第一个字就是要告诉向神呼求父啊。
And then when you think about the word Father, you can think about your own Father too.
当你想到天父的时候，你就想到我们自己。的这个父亲
because we all have an earthly father, we also have a heavenly father.
因为我们都有在这个世界上的这个地上的父亲，也有在天上的父亲。
And throughout the whole Bible, God often likes to use these human words, human relationships, human concepts for us to understand more eternal and spiritual truths.
因为圣经很喜欢用一些在世界上的人的之间的关系。人的这个称呼来形容这个关于天上的道理。
So when you think about your own father,
所以当我想到我们自己的父亲，
I think most of us, we all had wonderful fathers.
我想我们的每一个人应该都有很好的父亲。
A father really protects, provides, and sustains.
那我们的父亲都是为我们提供了我们需要的我们的这个保护。
I remember Preacher Huang likes to say, Father is kind of like a roof.
我想黄传道曾经讲过说父亲就像一座屋顶。
Yeah, sometimes you don't really notice it's there.
有的时候你没有很可能没有察觉屋顶在那里。
Mothers often get a lot of the credit, right?
妈妈总是都是大家都会注意在妈妈的身上。
But the roof is there too.
屋顶其实也在那里。
And it's just quietly over there, providing, sustaining.
只是安静的在那里保护你，然后提供你保护。
Right. So, this is our heavenly, kind of like our heavenly Father too.
所以就像是我们的天父一样。
We may not always notice His presence.
我们可能常常没有注意到他与我们同在。
But He's always there, providing, protecting, and sustaining our lives.
但是他总是在那里保护我们，然后并且提供我们所需。
So this, when you think about that word Father, it will already evoke, should evoke these emotions, right, of thanksgiving, of just very thankful that.Our God, He's our Father.
当我们想到用父天父的时候，就已经能够让我们的祷告已经产生了某一种对这个神感谢的感情。
There's already an intimacy that's established when you call God Father.
就是当我们称呼神为父的时候，已经建立了一种亲密的关系。
Right? Because this heavenly Father also is greater than all of our earthly fathers.
因为这一位天父也是比所有的在地上的这个我们的肉这个肉身的血缘的父亲要更伟大。
So in contrast to verses 7 and 8, where these heathen was repeating vain repetitions.
所以跟第七节这边讲到的外邦人他们无意义的这些重复的话是一个很大的对比。
Right. Our prayer should be personal.
我们的祷告应该是要很个人、很私密的。
Very intimate.
要非常亲近的。
Right, and then Father already will evoke thanksgiving.
所以这样光是这个父就已经让我们产生了一种这个感恩的情绪。
We don't treat him as an idol.
我们不是把这个神当作一个偶像。
Maybe before we came from idol worshiping background.
也许我们之前曾经拜过偶像。
Of course, I don't have this experience, but my understanding is when people go to the temple and they do their worship.
当然我本身没有这样子的经验，可是我的了解，很多人去庙里面去拜偶像的时候
，It's actually a very, I think it's a very distant type of relationship.
实际上可能是一种很疏远的关系。
Right, and you're just trying to plead for this God to help you, give you fortune and peace.
你只是要求这个偶像能够给你赐给你财富，赐给你平安。
Jesus or the one true God is not an idol.
那主耶稣这个独一的真神，他不是偶像。
He wants to have a close relationship with you.
他希望能够跟你建立亲密的关系。
So when we pray, be intimate, be thankful.
所以当我们祷告的时候，我们要感恩，我们要能够这个建立亲密的关系。
The next word in the Lord's Prayer is our.
那第二个字呢是我们。
Right? Our.
我们。
So when we say our Father,
当我们说我们天上的父，
this also is basically expressing that we are amongst other people.
这边表示说我们是在其他人当中的。
God, yes, is a personal God, but he's also the God of all, or he desires to be the God of all.
是的，这个神是我们个人的神，可是他也是，他希望能够成为所有人的神。
So the Bible says that God is the God of both Jews and Gentiles.
圣经告诉我们说，这个神他是犹太人，也是外邦人的神。
In Galatians, it says, in Christ, there's no longer Jew or Greek, there's neither slave or free.
在加拉太书这边告诉我们说，这个神他不只是这个犹太人的神，也是希尼人的神，也是其他的受捆绑的人的神。
Yeah, neither slave nor free. This is verse 27, Galatians 3:27 or 28.
在加拉太书的三章二十八节这边所说的。
There's neither male nor female. Right? For you are all one in Christ Jesus.
这边也没有讲到说或男或女或自主的或为奴的。
Because God has not only selected one person.
因为神不只是光挑选一个人。
He has selected his church, right? A group of people.
他选择了他的教会，就是这一群人。
And those who have been purchased by his blood.
那这些是由他的宝血所重价买来的。
So the second word in the first line reminds us that as a worshiper of the true God, as someone who's praying to him, we belong to a collective whole.
所以在第一节第一句的第二个字我们的时候，我们知道这个神是在我们所有的人的这个共同的神。
So when we pray, we should also keep in mind the whole body.
所以当我们在祷告的时候，我们应该要在意我们这整个群体。
We should not ever separate ourselves, disassociate ourselves with the whole body of Christ.
我们总是不要将我们自己与这个教会的身基督的身体，就是教会隔离，总是要以这个群体来祷告。
Right, we should pray with a collective attitude.
就是要以共同的这种态度来祷告。
Because sometimes, in some cases, some members canbecome self-righteous.
因为有的时候，我们的信徒可能会是有自义的情况。
They personally are very zealous, have good character.
他们非常的热心，他们有很好的个性。
But they may start to look down on other people's weaknesses.
但有的时候，他们会开始看清其他人的缺点。
Right, and then they start to, or they may even look at the whole church. Say the whole church is very weak.
甚至认为这个教会整个教会都是很弱的。
They're not like me.
跟我不一样。
Right, so.But the thing is, this word reminds us we're all together.
但是这个字却提醒我们，我们却是一起的。
We need to pray with this collective attitude.
我们必须要以这个一同的这个态度来祷告。
So the saints of old also prayed with this mentality.
所以这个在古时的圣徒也是同样用这样子的心态祷告。
Even if they were excellent people, an excellent character.
就算他们是非常优秀的这个人。
And the Bible doesn't really say any of their weaknesses.
圣经也没有说的他们任何的缺点。
They always included themselves with the people.
他们总是把他们自己与其他的人做一共同的连结。
For example, Daniel.
比如说但以理。
If you read the book of Daniel, can you find a weakness?
你如果读但以理书的话，你能找到他任何缺点吗？
It's very hard to find any.
那非常困难找到任何的缺点。
But when you look at his prayers, especially in chapter 9,
但是你如果看他在第九章的祷告，
he also confessed his sins along with his fellow people.
他同样的也是认罪，就是跟其他人一起认罪。
Same thing with Nehemiah.
那对尼希米也是一样。
It's hard to find any faults with him in the book of Nehemiah.
我们从尼希米记当中找不到他任何的缺点。
Right, but then, he included himself that he and his father's house have sinned against God.
但是他说他与他这个其他的人都已经得罪了神了。
Right, Moses was such an excellent person, especially you know, after 80 years old.
摩西尤其是在他八十岁之后是一个几乎是完美的人。
When the people sinned against God and worshiped the golden calf,
当时的这个百姓这个得罪神来敬拜金牛犊的时候。
Moses interceded and stood in the breach on behalf of the whole people.
那保罗这个摩西就是为了这些人，就是为了他们来代祷。
And he did not separate himself from the people.
他并没有将自己与这群人分开。
God even was saying, "I'm going to destroy them all. I will make your descendants a great nation."
那神甚至告诉摩西说，我要把他们全部都毁灭，我要让你的后族能够成为大国。
Moses refused.
摩西拒绝了。
Right, and he insisted, God, you must lead us, you must be with us to go ahead of us.
他甚至坚持说，主啊，你要带领我们，你必须要在我们之前。
So when we are praying to God, on one hand, yes, you have to pray for yourself, but don't forget about the whole church too.
所以当我们祷告的时候，当然不要忘记自己，可是我们也不要忘记了整个教会。
And that we are part of this one body.
我们是在这个基督的这个身体的部分之一。
The next part of that first line is, "Our Father who is in heaven."
那第三个部分的这第一句就是天上的父。
Right. On one hand, when we say "who is in heaven," of course, this is describing which Father we are speaking to.
那这边我们就是讲到了是在天上的，就是指的到底是哪一个父。
Right, because we do have two fathers.
因为我们有两个父亲。
We have our earthly father, but we have our heavenly father too.
我们有在地上的父，也有在天上的父。
Heaven here, even though in English is singular, but in the original text is plural.
那虽然在英文当中，我们在天上的父，这个父是单数，可是在原文当中是复数。
天，
我们的天是复数。
Yeah.Heaven should be, in the original text, is plural.
对不起，就是天上的这个天，在这边英文是单数，可是原文却是复数。
When the Bible uses the plural for heaven, right, or heavens, usually it is referring to the spiritual realm.
当用这个以复数来形容这个天的时候，其实是在讲到了属灵的这个国度。
Because the same word heaven can also be used to refer to the sky.
因为这个天也是指着这个天上。
So when we're praying to our heavenly Father, it's actually not he's not in the physical world, right?
当我们这个祷告向天父祷告的时候，他并不是在这个实体的世界里。
My daughter often tells me, "Where is God? I can't see God."
我的女儿总是告诉我说，神在哪里？我看不到他。
Is he in the sky?
他在天上吗
？I said, kind of, but.Actually, he's in the spiritual world, right?
我说也许有一点是，可是他其实是在属灵的世界。
So when we pray, we know that Jesus is in the spiritual heavens.
所以当我们祷告的时候，我们知道耶稣他是在这个属灵的这个国度。
And actually, when you think about this, this is also amazing that we can pray to the God who is in heaven.
所以当我们想想看，我们能够向天在这个天上的这个父祷告也是一直很奇妙的事情。
A high and mighty God who is in heaven is small enough for us, close enough for us to also speak to.
这个高高在天上的神却是能够聆听我们如此渺小的一个人的微小的祷告。
This should evoke a an attitude of humility.
这也是能够让我们产生这样子人性的这种感觉。
Yeah, I've talked about this in many messages before.
我曾经在之前的讯息都有讲到过。
I think it's always so amazing.
我总是觉得非常的奇妙。
Because people who are in a high status, they don't behave that way.
因为在这个全居高位的这些人，他们不会有这种反应。
If they're high there, they remain high there.
如果他们在这个高位的话，他们就一直维持在那里。
Yeah, and they usually will not condescend to the lower people unless for their own personal benefit.
那除非是为了自己的利益的关系，他们不会像神一样子。
Yeah. So, but for the Almighty God, He actually wants to be close to us.
那实际上这样子的这个至高至大的神，他要与我们亲近。
Right, this omnipotent, omniscient, and also omnipresent God, he wants to be close to us.
这位无所不能、无所不知、无所不在的神，他要与我们同在。
So let us speak to him, pray to him accordingly with humility.
所以我们就是要用这样子的这个人性来向他祷告。
And because he's almighty and all-knowing and everywhere.
因为他是无所不能、无所不知、无所不在。
We know he is the best advisor.
我们知道他是一位最好的。
He's in heaven. He's in the spirit. He's spirit. He's beyond space and time.
因为他超越了时空，所以他是给我们很好的指导。
So he sees all and is capable of all.
他已经看到了所有的事情，他也能够做所有的事情。
So this should evoke trust and confidence too.
这应该让我们能够产生信心。
Yeah.
还有。就信心。
Right. So, we know, like for example, recently we have a new president.
比如说最近我们有一位新的总统。
Whenever there's a new president, the president selects a cabinet.
那不管是有一位新的总统就任的话，他就会选出他的内阁。
Right. Typically, this cabinet consists of experts in a certain field.
尤其是他的这些内阁的这些人选都是一些各个领域的专家。
Right. So, therefore, the President, after conferring with these so-called experts, then he has a better confidence in making a certain decision or policy.
所以在与这些专家沟通了之后，这个总统他能够把他的政策能够做出这个寄出这些更好的政策。
Or for any of us who are starting a business or doing anything.
如果是我们要成立的任何的这些一些公司的话
，A lot of times you want to seek people with experience who are experts.
有的时候你希望能够向这些专家们来寻求咨询。
Like for example, you're opening your own restaurant. Maybe you first have to be an apprentice and learn from someone first.
比如说，你假设想要开你自己的餐厅的话，你可能一开始要当这个实习生。
See how everything kind of works.
当这个学徒，看这些餐厅是如何运作的。
Get some advice and learn some experience.
要得到一些这个忠告，能够如何去做。
And later, when you are actually opening the business, you may seek for more advice.
等到你后来真正自己开了餐厅的话，你可能需要更多的这些忠告。
For the people who already have done it, are capable, have gone through it, we listen more to them because we trust them.
那对于那些有经验、曾经做过这些事情的时候，我们更愿意去倾听他。
So what about God?
那神呢？
Right, who is Almighty, All-knowing?
神他是全知全能的。
We should have that trust and confidence in Him.
我们应该要有这种信任还有信心。对他要有这样子的信心。
When the Bible says our Father in heaven, it also tells us another thing.
圣经告诉我们说我们在天上的父，告诉我们另外一件事情。
This is also indirectly telling us of God's goodness.
这也是另外的间接的告诉我们这个神的良善。
Because only those who are good and perfect and righteous are in heaven.
因为只有那一位善的全能，这个全善的，他才能够在天国。
So God is good.
所以神是好的。
Sometimes we cannot understand His ways, but God is good.
有的时候我们没有办法明白神的所行的事情，可是神是好的。
So again, we must trust His plan and His timing.
所以再一次的，我们应该要相信他的计划，他的时机。
So when we take this line collectively together,
所以我们如果把刚刚这一句的所有的想法都集中
，You see so many emotions and I think inspirations for your prayer.
那这句话可以给我们的祷告带来许多的启发。
I think when you really think about this, just this first line, you could praise God for even 5-10 minutes already.
光是第一句的，你如果真正好好的去思想的话，甚至我们可以花5-10分钟的时间来祷告。
It should be intimate. It should be thankful.
是很亲密的，充满感谢的。
It should be humble.
需要很谦卑的。
It should be full of trust and confidence.
充满了信任还有信心。
Right, and with those emotions, praise this Almighty God that we can have the privilege to pray to.
用这样子的情绪来向我们有这样子的特权的神来代祷。
This is the God that we worship.
这是我们所祷告的神，我们敬拜的神。
Yeah, He knows our burdens and troubles.
他知道我们的这个苦难跟肩膀的肩负担。
He is our heavenly Father.
他是我们天上的父。
Who will care for us and continue to provide and sustain us.
他关心我们，也是持续的供给给我们。
Let's bring this verse into our prayers.
所以我们带着这一个经节来一起来祷告。
To pour our heart out to Him and to really magnify His name.
把我们的心向他托出来，并且就是归荣耀给他。
Now, because of time, I think we can conclude directly with a final prayer.
因为时间的关系，我们可以直接来一起祷告。
After the prayer, I think we can sing hymn 525 if everyone still remembers.
那我们祷告结束的时候，如果大家记得的话，我们可以唱诗525首。
Which is the Lord's Prayer.
就是主的祷告文。
If anyone would like to receive laying of hands, please feel free to come forward or also pray in the aisle.
如果你愿意接受按手的话，欢迎来到前面来，或者是跪在这个走道的旁边。
Let's now pray to our Father in heaven.
我们现在一起向我们天上的父来祷告。